Okay, well, I can actually say once again, it is a glorious June day. It's the longest day in the year, June the 20th here in 2012. And we are on location with the Midweek Drive with Hannah O'Brien and indeed Tiffany Freeman. And where are we, Hannah?
We're at the Lincolnshire Show.
And we've got a good friend who's looking particularly glamorous for this time of the morning. It's very impressive, actually, in all sorts of ways. Back with us once again, Karen Parsons-Malpass. How are you, Karen?
I'm very well, thank you, Alex. How are you?
Great, yeah. I mean, as I say, it's looking wonderful. There's a very positive buzz outside, etc. The security is working perfectly. We're here in the press tent, and I mean, I was looking at some of the figures, etc. We're talking about 130,000, 140,000 livestock exhibitors. We're talking about, you know, probably. Well, you give me the numbers. What sort of numbers are we talking about in terms of visitors?
Oh, thousands all round, which is brilliant. And we've been really blessed by the weather today as well. It's really nice and sunny. So.
The great news is, of course, I mean, for people who don't like the sun, tomorrow's going to rain, but that's okay.
We like to give a bit of everything. That's what the show's about.
Quite rightly so. Hannah.
What are you looking forward to most? Which event are you looking forward to most today?
Gosh, there's so much to choose from. I'm really interested in the new area that we've got, the trading in new markets, and finding out more about Lincolnshire businesses, which we wouldn't necessarily come across, who were doing wonderful things across the world. And tomorrow I'm looking forward to the giant inflatable pig coming. So, I mean, in one extreme to the other. So it's
the giant inflatable pig is going to be a particular highlight, I can tell. You've also got Alex Stewart here, of course, because the Olympic Zone is here. I mentioned 2012. We can't, obviously, for copyright reasons, obviously put those two things together in terms of our legal sort of side of things. But that's great to see that the sport area is thriving again.
Definitely. And they're trying to showcase as many sports in general, particularly Olympic sports, but also many other sports as well, and get everybody to take part and join in and try something new.
Tiffany's from Leicester. It's her first ever location report with the Midweek Drive. She's wearing her press steward badge very proudly, because this is thanks to our colleague Maggie. She's sorting through. What can she look forward to today?
Oh, just meeting people, I think, is one of the best, most fun things about show as well. You get to meet all sorts of different people from all sorts of different backgrounds with all sorts of different interests. And they've all got stories to tell, and lots of them have been coming to the show for years and will tell you about coming to the show for years. And lots of people will be coming for the first time. So there's all sorts of different experiences, and that's really
Tiffany.
Yeah, I was wondering, how many times have you been to the Lincolnshire Show?
This is my third.
So really a relative new girl in many ways.
I am indeed, yes.
There's about eight or nine under my belt. I sort of obviously sort of doubled up on that side of things.
Well, I shall be coming to you to answer my questions later then.
It's all sorted through from that point of view. Anything else, Hannah?
I'm really interested in finding out more about this inflatable pig.
Yeah, I thought you would be.
Was that
dog agility? No, inflatable pig.
What's that an aid of? Which kind of company or area?
I have to say, I'm looking forward to the dog agility as well. But the pig, our 30-foot sleeping sow, which is going to be with us tomorrow, because it's making its way back from France at the moment, it's going to be hosted by the Young Farmers Club area, and you get to put your head inside it like a little suckling
piglet. Wow.
And see what goes on inside.
As Gary Lennon came out and said, that's sick. Only using the sort of scenario for all sorts of things there. We've mentioned, obviously, some of the agricultural side of things. It is an agricultural show, but in addition to that, you've got some fantastic main event routines. For those people who were blown away by the Knights of the Damned, they are now in the Clydesdale main ring.
They are indeed. I mean, they've been a very popular attraction in the countryside ring, but we're giving them the big showcase of the main ring so they can go to town on their display, which is fabulous.
And obviously the main ring has a whole heap of other things, including looking ahead to the RAF Waddington air show. You've got the RAF Waddington marching band.
They're pipes and drums, yes.
Pipes and drums, marching, it's wonderful, it's great stuff. Karen, it's going to be splendid. We're hopefully going to catch up with your good self as the show proceeds, and obviously Jane Southall, very important day for Jane. It's her first ever official Lincolnshire show as, of course, director of the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society, and a whole heap of other goodies as well. Quick plug for, of course, the president this year, who is?
Lord Taylor of Holbeach.
Okay, well, Hannah, we've now continued our... Well, we haven't started the promenade as yet because we're still waiting for our badges, but whom are we speaking to now?
We're speaking to Anthony Moseley.
Wonderful soul, photographer extraordinaire, who, of course, was featured to great acclaim on our Newark and Notts coverage earlier in the year. How are you, Anthony?
Very well, thank you, and good to see you again.
Absolutely. Here we are. We meet in the most wonderful places in all sorts of ways. A tent in a field in the middle of Lincoln. Great stuff.
Yeah, and hopefully with some sunshine today, because it's been pretty bad over the country in the last few shows I've attended.
Challenging, and not good for strawberries either, I gather, but that's another line entirely.
Anthony, last time we met you in the pig's tent, I think.
That's right,
Were you planning on photo... taking photos of
a giant pig and probably putting your head in the pig, as we actually heard earlier.
Well, yes, I shall be certainly photographing some pigs today, but big emphasis, of course, on Lincoln Red cattle in this part of the country. Lot of cattle to do, some sheep, pigs,
all the goodies. Please, you actually said Lincoln Red cattle, because obviously Lincolnshire Red is a cheese, Lincoln Red is the cattle.
Yes, Lincoln Red cattle.
that was burned into my focus and cranium a good long time ago. When you're looking around these country shows, obviously you get a whole flavour and an energy and a buzz that's actually around here. Does anyone stand out as particularly unique? Or, I mean, they're all unique, obviously, but particularly special? Any particular things you'd like to share with us and the listener?
Well, of course, you get the what I love about it all is you get the regional variations. I mean, you know, in many, many ways.
Lincolnshire Press tent, the sort of laissez-faire attitude. Shall we open, shall we not? Sorry, guys.
Yeah, there's a bit of that. But, I mean, you know, you've got here where we're very much a sort of arable cereal side of the country, a drier part of the country traditionally to the West Country. My home is the southwest, and we have a lot of rain and a lot of hills. Here you've got a lot of flat ground, a lot of dry time, and it's also a lot of growing of crops and that sort of thing. So there's a slight change of emphasis. So I'm thinking very much sort of arable and cereals here as well, you know. And hopefully, because at sort of Royal Cornwall and Three Counties show, you know, we have just had deluges of rain. I'm hoping today will be dry.
I see that Alan Stannett, our chief press steward extraordinaire, has actually arrived. We're grabbing a few words with Alan. Good morning, sir. How are you?
How extraordinary am I meant to be? You know, we've spoken like this every year, so you can't be that extraordinary.
No. It's extraordinary in the ordinariness of the convention that we sort of put together to actually talk about yourself and life and all the rest of the bits and pieces.
Have you ever considered you've got a convoluted brain in there somewhere?
I think there is a convoluted brain in there somewhere. We'll be back with you in a few moments. Meanwhile, Anthony, what's the secret of a good photograph?
Oh, golly gosh. Now you've asked me.
That's a subsidiary question.
Secret of a good photograph is really getting all the elements to come together at the right time and everybody being, you know, happy that it's happening. Otherwise, you really are fighting and struggling.
I know those pigs want to be happy. It's crucial. Tiffany, any thoughts on yourself?
What are you hoping to take pictures of then?
What am I hoping to take pictures of? Well, some lovely livestock, obviously, but also some notable people, some people who've probably been doing marvellous things for years and years, and I'm
like
just
Alan Stannett, I'm saying, in the shy retiring in all sorts of ways,
discovering them sometimes for the first time. Although I've been doing this for a long time, and there are some brilliant, amazing characters in this industry. You know, that's wonderful. And do you know the greatest thing? The greatest thing, and I haven't said this before, is when somebody comes back to you a year or two later, or their son comes back to you 20 years later and says, "Anthony, that was a really wonderful picture you took," you know, and that makes it all worthwhile.
Oh, that's really lovely. Yeah. Are you planning on checking out like the events in the rings as well as the livestock?
Yeah, a little bit. If I've got time, you can only be in one place at one time, and quite often you get involved in something, and of course something else has to slip, you know, and goes by.
And finally, the web address, Anthony, how can people get in touch with your good self if they're thinking, this is great, we've seen some of the stuff, how can we even see more of this wonderful work?
Yeah, we do have a sort of an events viewing area on our website, and there's a section called Events, Shows and Exhibitions with an event viewing area, and that can all be found at www.anthonymosley-photographer.co.uk.
Now, gallant as ever, obviously, just checking that Karen Parsons Alpass is okay to actually look after the whole range of things. Alan Stannett has kindly agreed to join us once again. Alan, I was listening to last year's show when you were talking with Lou Bevin about your own cattle and a whole range of things from that point of view. We said earlier, obviously, there's a convention about the way things are actually going, but you must be delighted when the weather's like this, when we're seeing another sort of showground buzz. I mean, it's just magical, isn't it?
It's a fantastic event. You really enjoy this sort of couple of days. They're a bit hectic, obviously enough, but they've taken quite a long time, a lot of work to get set up in the first place. So Stewards, we were all here on Sunday, organising, getting everything ready, in here yesterday to make sure that things are ticking over. So, yeah, it's a frantic time, but the show itself is great fun.
I'm just going to actually bring in Hannah O'Brien for this second, so we can just actually sort of move over here slightly. Hannah, Alan is a true legend when it comes to both BBC Lincolnshire, and indeed Tiffany has been working in a work placement scenario thingy for BBC Lincolnshire recently, and we'll be back with them shortly. But in many ways, I feel BBC Lincolnshire is built upon your good self, really. Not literally,
that's
obviously.
That's a weight to carry. I could quite manage that
exactly.
one.
Foundation stones. Yeah. Hannah.
How long have you been coming to the Lincolnshire show for?
Well, I came as a child way, way back, but Radio Lincolnshire has been on air for 31 years, and we've been here every year during the course of that time. So 31 years continuously, plus a few odd occasions a bit further back.
No time up for good behaviour whatsoever?
No, I'm afraid not. Yeah, the good behaviour gets me here, not sends me away.
Exactly. Thoughts for that? Tiffany, okay, questions from yourself.
Yeah, what are you hoping to get out of the Lincolnshire show today?
I'm hoping to get material for my own radio programme, fairly obviously, but I'm basically here working on the chief press steward on this stand. I also need to do a commentary on the Grand Parade of Livestock later on. So
you do it very well.
Thank you very much. Later in the morning...
Believe me, Alan, I've heard commentaries and you just think, why haven't they brought Alan Stannett to talk about this? Because it's just dreadful. Do you know, sorry, I'm going off on a tangent here, but there was a case recently at a show, and I shall mention it, it was the Duncan Park County Fair. They actually had a chap whose full-time job was as an undertaker. You could tell.
One wonders quite how, but
regularly.
Yeah, sort of a regular, steady commentary, probably. Yeah, okay, fine. Yes.
So commentary is actually there. And of course, actually, technically, well, not technically, in fact, you are Tiffany's line manager today. So, you know, Tiffany wearing her press steward badge, you know, so she's double over on that routine, etc. So, I mean, is this the time when you've actually asked the press stewards to actually sort of drop and give sort of like 150 press ups or something? I mean, you normally sort of work them up somehow.
Well, I could manage that, of course, but it wouldn't be very kind. No, basically, if they do the job, that's the important thing, and that involves talking to people here, giving folk guidance as to where to go on the showground, organising. The judges have to come in and give their comments at the end of each set of classes, which is some of the material I then use in the Grand Parade. So, yes, it's whatever is necessary during the course of the day, and the press can come in and make requests, and basically it's our job to try and make sure those requirements are filled.
Tiffany, whatever is necessary. Do what it takes, my girl.
Sorry?
Do what it takes.
Oh, I will do, yeah.
Okay, Alan, it's getting busy, as we can actually tell. We'll let you go for the moment. We'll hopefully catch up with you again day two, or possibly sometime during day one.
I'm around for the next 2 days, certainly. Yeah.